Points.
Bonjour, and welcome to another episode of the Broad Points Podcast. I am your host, the broad with the points, the broad that points. I am Tyler the Lady. To start off this podcast, I'm going to say something that I think is very important. Yes, that is an opinion. Most things that you worry about never happen. How true is that? How often are we sitting there worrying, stressing ourselves to the brim, and then none of this stuff even happens? It could be a lot. In the past, for me, I know it's been a lot. there was a period of my time even... And I mean, I even still think this is a healthy way to deal with it, where I would dedicate worry time because my worries had become so all-consuming that I was like, I need to just dedicate time to just be with you because I can't get through the day. It was just constantly popping up of one thing, worry, another thing, worry. Oh my gosh. And, you know, before I knew it, I was just this rolling ball of anxiety. Golly. And it never feels good. I feel like when I'm worrying personally, I feel it in my neck and shoulders. I also will get like my stomach will be uneasy in some way. And just talking about it, I could just feel the like stress and tenseness in my body from worrying about things. And most of the time they never even happen. It's so ridiculous. Like we build ourselves up in the what ifs. The what ifs could just, oh my gosh, throw me off a ledge sometimes if I let them. Because I don't know. Maybe it was growing up and social media and just media in general, you know, the news, it really is geared towards if it bleeds, it leads. So we're going to be as gruesome, gnarly as possible. So then in your day-to-day life, as you're walking around, and for me being raised, I'm a woman. I was told to be afraid of everything on top of that. So in addition to just being bombarded with these horrid news stories, you know, then I'm leaving the house and like, be home before the streetlights are on, or, you know, something bad will happen. And it just produces such toxicity, such heaviness and like almost like shame and guilt to even have to carry it around, because I'm like, well, I don't feel like other people are worrying this much. Why am I worrying this much? And then you get on down on yourself for doing that. And before you know it, bam. So 2024, at the beginning of 2024, or maybe even at the end of 2023, I recognized that worry was starting to creep up again for me. And like I said, I think for me, dedicating that time to have worry time, like every day at noon, we're going to spend 15 minutes, not even a long time, 15, 20 minutes, right? And just write out the worries, write out the things you're worrying about, and then go through them and be like, all right, I can actually do something about this one, and I will, or this is out of my control. I just have to let it go. And for me, it was very peaceful. I think having time to actually establish some solutions for some of these things, it was something that, as I noticed myself getting farther and farther away from, the more the worries would come up at random times. And then they'd prevent me from doing things. And I don't like that. I don't like to not be doing the things that I say I'm going to be doing or showing up to the things that I say I'm going to show up to. And so for my 2024 mantra, which, by the way, if nobody has said it to you yet, Happy New Year! 2024, I decided was going to be the year of worry less, be more. And that for me, worry less, be more, 2024, worry less, be more, was and has been a noticeable driving factor for me. And I will get into our fundamental phrase here in a moment, but which is directly tied to this, but be more, not do more, not force yourself to do more. I'm very specific here on language, and I encourage you to be as well, to really listen to the words that are going on in your internal monologue or the words that you're hearing from others, and really put focus on the words and notice how they make you feel and what they actually mean, and do versus be in this instance. Oof, I cannot say enough here. Doing, pushing through, you know, very like, we're getting it done. And like, that can be beneficial. There is a time and a place for everything. And there are times when you need to do, especially in terms of survival, right? You need to breathe. Do it. You need to drink water. Do it. But when we think about being, especially being present, there's less worry. There just is. You're not thinking about things. You're just there. You're able to do and be whoever you're supposed to be without the thoughts hindering you or veering you to another path, a more accepted path in some instances, right? Sometimes people are, myself included in this, are veered off of a path because of other people's judgments, not even our own. It can be other people's judgments. And so, perfect time to introduce the fundamental phrase for the week. As always, with a fundamental phrase, it's like a pair of shoes. Try it on. See if it works for you. But first, let me explain. This week's fundamental phrase is, our true level of awareness is directly related to our lack of judging. And if that isn't true, golly, I don't know what is. For me personally, when I feel the judgments creeping up, and this is why I try to not unconsciously just gossip. Like, I grew up listening to and being a part of a lot of gossip. And what is gossip, if not an oversharing of your judgments with people? I get it. It's a fun thing to just sit there and do and kiki with your friends and shit on other people. But throughout life, I have found that you don't actually need to put other people down to lift yourself up. And actually, if you lift others up with you, then we're all high, man. We can all be high. No, but we're all lifted in a way that it increases positivity in our environment, in our ecosystem. I mean, I would much rather have people be happy than people be upset about things. And so gossip, I'm just not really into it. I don't think it's necessary. I don't think we need to dwell on all the horrible things, because nothing is good or bad, and only thinking makes it so. I will say it over and over and over again, because it is what it is. And when we have judgments, we really lack objectivity. We are influenced by our personal feelings and opinions, which means we're not objective at all. You know, we're consumed by that. We have a definition. We have a zoomed in perception of what is. And when we have that, when we have those judgments, we're so less likely to listen effectively, both to people around us and to ourselves. I think about all of the judgments that I've carried around about myself and how heavy they can be. And some of them are not even mine. Some of them were, you know, said to me by people around me, people who may not have even known me. And I carried it. I carried it like this, like, badge of, honestly, dishonesty, because they weren't true. Judgments, they're just feelings, they're just opinions, they're just one person's thing. And I don't know where it was that I heard it, but it was something like 4% of people are just not going to like you in your life, period. For it doesn't even have to be for a specific reason, but 4% of people, they're just not going to like you. And in my current present, I was like, who cares? Who cares? Like, present self, I don't care. I don't care if 4% of the people in the world do not like me. That's okay, because I know that I'm not everybody's cup of tea, because not everybody is my cup of tea. I can be selective too, and we all really, we want to be selective, right? We want to think about who is taking up our time, who are we giving our energy to. We want to make conscious decisions instead of unconscious decisions. And when judgments come up, golly, they really come from a place of ego. They come from this place of needing, and it's like needing to be right, needing to be liked for you and what you have to say and contribute. And it's just such a sad and sick way to live. I mean, the further we can transcend our ego, and don't get me wrong, the ego is there for a purpose. You know, it is there for our protection. But we have to decide when we want to go beyond that. We have to decide when we're not just surviving anymore, when we are not needing, and we want to be, when we want to have that inner faith in ourselves. And in order to have that inner faith, in order to really be, you do have to move through some different phases, right? You have to strip yourself from that judgment. You have to allow yourself to become aware of things, right? When we're all in our ego, we're so unaware of everything else that is going on around us. It really is the idea of a horse running in a race and wearing those blinders. They're just trying to win. They have one objective, and it is to win. And so they can't be looking all around to see what the other horses and jockeys are doing. They just need to run as fast as they can, and they need to go straight. Blinders on. Now, as we move away from that and we zoom out and we strip our judgments, we're able to kind of take those blinders off. We're really able to see the full picture. And how much nicer is it to see a full picture versus, you know, a zoomed in picture of pointillism? You're going to see one dot, maybe a couple dots in there. And you're going to say, what the hell is this picture? I have no idea what this picture is. But if you zoom out on that pointillism painting, it could be a tree, it could be a person, we don't know. And I think in life, we just need to be okay with not knowing sometimes and admitting it to people. And ooey, if I did not do this, oh, I can't believe this is coming up right now. If I did not do this all the time, there was a period of my life when people would ask me, oh, hey, do you know this? Or do you know them? Or do you know blah, blah, blah? I would say yes. If I did or didn't, I would say yes. No matter what, yes, I do. Continue on with your story. And it truly prevented me from learning so much. And every now and then I'll hear a yes come out and I'll be like, wait, I didn't mean that. I don't know. Because it is important to not know. It's important to be able to discover things, to be able to ask questions. It's okay. It really is okay to not know. Ask the question. Learn about it. It's the only way. And when we're willing to admit we don't know something, we're really allowing ourselves to show up with an open mind, with a beginner's mind, right? Like, think about when we were kids and just showing up to life just so excited and amazed by everything that we got to learn and how things worked. It really is just like this level of consciousness, this state of being where we're really awake and we're aware of everything that is surrounding us. And kids are too innocent. Kids are too young to know what really judgments are unless you teach them from the time that they were born, because there are some kids that I know that they do some things and I'm like, no, we're just nice to people. We don't know what's happening to people, you know. What's on the outside may not match what's going on the inside. We don't know people's stories. And really, we have to allow the room for people to show you. Allow the room for yourself to learn. Because once we're not of that expert mind, believing that all of our judgments and everything that we know and feel is it, we can see the rest of the world. We can connect in ways that we didn't know were possible. We can listen. Oh my gosh, we could listen in ways that would be life-changing. I mean, think about how many times you're talking to somebody and they're listening to you only in how it relates to them. How aggravating is it when you're sharing one of your stories with somebody and you really want to just be able to connect and for somebody to hear you, and then they come back with their story of what happened to them that's maybe similar to what you had? There's a time and place for everything. There is. Sometimes people do want to know that they're not alone, and that's great. But sometimes people want to know that you understood the meaning of what they said. Sometimes people want you to be able to read in between the lines. There are different types of listening that are capable once we remove our judgment. Once we're able to subtract the judgment and just be and just observe, there's so much more beneath the surface that we can discover. And so, with that in mind, thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. If you haven't already, don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, review, do all of the things to put us up in the algorithm there. And just know that our true level of awareness is directly related to our lack of judging.